Blog Talk Radio.
Know what time it is. Johnny B Radio. If you want the tightest stuff around, please listen. Ain't no faking, now I ain't kidding. Sit back and enjoy this with your people or your missus. Put this in your cigarillo, hit this. We ain't gotta lie, the show is so fly. From the phone to the road, from the north to the south, and now it's nationwide. Get the number on the screen, gonna call up a rep your team. Represent your city, baby, represent your city, baby. It's that Johnny B Radio, Johnny B Radio. Hey, it's that Johnny B Radio, Johnny B Radio.
Word, boom, limit, 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 word
yeah, baby, that's right, child, man. It is definitely going down. Right here on the All New Late Night Show with your boy, world famous DJ Dunny B. We made it. Finally made it. Oh, my goodness, man. I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here on the hottest station right here. Shout out to all the independent artists out there, too, that's doing it real big and stuff. We definitely doing it real big. Say what's up to my co-host, Miss LG.
Hey, everybody. What's up? I hope everybody's doing okay tonight.
Man, I am crunk as hell. We don't been through the changes tonight, have we?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that song just came out. Who was that saying that song?
Which one?
What's he saying? Ain't that the bad bitch or something like that?
Oh, okay, this is a good track. I was over here just getting it like I'm in a club or something. I'm like, okay, hey, you in a club? Hey, it's club mix naughty B weekend. Ooh, nice. Did I say it right? I'm crazy, y'all. It's been one of them nights, y'all. We done been through so many changes tonight from one computer to the next computer. And, wait a minute. And found out, guess what I found out? That I was 10 minutes late for this program.
3 minutes late?
10 minutes late.
Whoa.
For this
in trouble.
Program. And
we
people were already on, and it was so crazy because people was already on the chat room listening to us, getting ready for the show.
Yeah, because you know what? I had a lot of people sending me text messages and talking about what time we're going to go on the air and talking about, well, I won't be able to listen to like in 21 hours or something like that. I was like, wow. I was like, everybody been calling in. Everybody.
I know. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy.
We want to apologize to everybody.
And we got a switchboard full of people already calling into the show. So I definitely got to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us. And y'all just bear with us and we're going to get this right. We don't been through about how many different switchboards and they all screwed up to like. Oh, man, we still kept it going. And I've been, you know what, and I'm praying to God that I don't get kicked out for her because I've been kicked out for 2 days straight.
Whoa.
And everything just go AWOL. Everything just go AWOL. Like, what the hell was going on? But
oh,
we are definitely doing it. Yes, yeah, that's what I said, too. I said, what else is going to happen tonight? But let's go to Miss Sheena real quick. She's going to tell us what's going on in the world of news real quick. Sheena, what you got in the news for us?
Hey, Sheena.
Oh, Donnie B, there's so much going on. First of all, with
Sheila,
the Olympics.
Sheila, it's been a crazy night, have it?
It's been crazy. I'm like, you working me overtime, but you worth it. You are worth it.
Oh
my
God. Thank you, Sheila. Because I know Sheila would do this for nobody else.
He knows me very well. He knows me very well. Plus, I like to give a shout out to my music site, The Patio, and the Patio Singles chat room. Yeah. But with the news, we got the Olympics. You know, the USA is winning 40. They got 46 gold medals, 29 silver, and 29 bronze.
Oh.
And if I get a chance, I'll talk about how the London team was crying because they lost. I'm talking about the men crying. Also, Romney accuses Obama of running a campaign of smear, dirt, and smut.
Ooh,
so I guess your president is retrieving to politicians. How do you say it? You know what I'm trying to say.
Man.
He's a true politician now. He's playing
dirty.
We know
what you're trying to say,
Steven. He's playing dirty. He ain't suave now. He's playing dirty. He's throwing that mud.
Hey, that's what the political side is.
Also, I had a little news, something that makes you want to go, in the news. So if I get a chance, we'll talk about how the New Jersey Sheriff Department found a woman that had been held captive in her boyfriend's house for a decade.
Wow.
And he had her. They said that when they found her in there, there was a pail in the room. Apparently, he was using it as a chamber pot. Had the woman peeing in the pot.
What?
And then
what
they put her empty. Yeah, kept her like a slave.
Yeah, do make you want to say what?
I gotta hear that. I gotta hear that.
Me too. I can't wait to hear that one. I gotta hear the scoop on that one. See, it's gonna be back coming up in less than 30 minutes right here on B97 and B93 FM, and we're also broadcasting worldwide on Satellite Radio. And remember, y'all, that this radio show is brought to you by the community. When it comes down to the community, B97 is always in your community. And we're gonna go real quick to our sports man before we go to our regular guest of the night, DJ Don. We're gonna be going to him in a few minutes, find out what's going on with him. But you know, we gotta go to our sports man to see what's going on in the world of sports. What's up, in sports man, Don Williams?
Hey, what's up, Donny B?
Hey, what's going on, man? We've been through changes tonight.
A lot. What's up to my co-workers, LG?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Will? You?
Chilling. Sheila, you said something about the woman was locked up for a decade? Is that what you said?
You said? Yeah.
Two years.
Sheila?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you said the woman was locked up for a decade.
Yeah, for 10 years.
And he gave her a pot.
A chamber pot. They found a chamber pot. You know what they used with the POWs,
yeah.
And you know, they have a pot in there where you pee and do whatever you need to do in that pot.
Well.
It's called a chamber pot.
At least she can say she had a pot to piss in. At least she can say that. Most people homeless ain't even got a pot to piss in. At least she has a pot to piss in.
we got
some good stuff in sports, man. We got Cowtown Speedway coming at you in the 2-minute drill. I got some football, and I definitely got some of that Cowboys. Hey, yeah, see y'all tripping. She had a pot to piss
already.
In.
Already. Wow.
And I got the Cowboys in Oakland. Cowboys
taking
tonight, so that's what's
going to
be.
Hey, what about the Cowboys? What's up with the Cowboys? What's the latest, bro?
Yeah,
the latest update.
You know, they got a lot of injuries in the starting lineup. But yeah, they look all right, you know. But I want to say that the Oakland Raiders, they really look good. So, yeah. But that's coming up in the news.
All right, then y'all hear the birds right here on the hottest radio show across the country, the late night, with all of us working together, working hard, giving y'all some entertainment news. Hopefully tomorrow everybody will be back on regular scheduled programming tomorrow at 8 o'clock. If everything goes smooth, we'll be back on at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So all y'all late night
hey, let's say late night creepers.
Night creepers. It's late night. But I'll tell you what, y'all, we're going to get on with our first guest because he got a busy schedule tonight. He's scheduled to be on a couple different national radio stations tonight.
I know.
So let's go ahead on and get him on out the way because we know he's a very, very, very busy man. We have the legendary, and I'm quite sure that my boy John going to want to say a few words to him too, so. We're going to go live right now to the phone line. We got a very special guest with us tonight. We're going to be talking to our boy, legendary DJ Dunn in the building. Welcome to the show, DJ Dunn. Hello? Did we lose him?
He's probably trying to get back in.
Oh no! Here we go. I know it was my fault. I actually dialed the wrong line in. We're going live to legendary DJ Dunn live with us right now, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show.
Hey,
Oh, yeah. What's going on, Donnie B?
Hey, it's all about you, man. It's all about you. Hey. I pressed the wrong phone number, and it went right to someone in. That's why I didn't answer. But anyway, man, welcome to the show. We talking to one of the oldest member in the game, legendary DJ Dunn, who's been around for a long, long time and been in this music business, worked with many celebrities. With all the famous celebrities back in old school days, Run DMC, MC Hammer. He worked with all the major celebrities. So we talking to him live right now. He got a busy schedule because he scheduled me on a Europe radio station when you leave from us.
Yes, I got to get ready. Going there with Japan and then London.
Okay. Ooh. Man, you are, but he stays pretty
busy.
Now, DJ Dunn, let's talk about some of your accomplishments, what you've done in the past, to kind of give everybody the history about how long have you been doing what you're doing. Let's come up with the history of how long have you been doing what you're doing.
Well, I want everybody to get ready to buck up. I'm gonna take y'all to a blast through the past where the legendary DJ Dunn and the Mixmaster. Where I worked with a lot of people like Roxanne Shante, MC Light, JJ Fad, and a lot of the artists back in the day. And then I know some of y'all might know my uncle Blowfly. He was one of the oldest rappers back in the day in the game.
Oh, all right.
He was like a little before Rudy Love and all. I mean, Rudy, you know, the other comedian. But we go way, way back. But like when we started kicking off, well, we didn't call it hip hop back in the days, and I know a lot of you from old school, everybody know about the rhymes. What we called the rhymes back in the day. And the rhymes was about a lot of the things was the tradition about in Africa, you know, the African dance, the bongos, all that stuff. So what we did is stop putting the bongos, the drums, and bass guitar, and then we took turntables and started doing shows, and you know, like in ninth grade. In ninth grade, you know, I'm 50 years old. You got to think about in ninth grade when I started, we started to rhyme back then. But a lot of people didn't get to feel what it was like, what it was about. Cause we was putting the stuff on ace tracks to the LPs, to the 45. So we put a lot of stuff on wax. But the thing is that when we started, it was a major deal that's going back on. So a lot of the stuff was going back on. Well, the speech of Martin Luther King, really the real march, and talking about the community around us and stuff, and with the police there, what they was going back in the days were, and the drugs coming into our community. So it takes a way back, and then like I tell a lot of people today, okay, when we started, after we did the rhymes, and then they used to discover the hip-hop back in the 80s. That was Sugar Hill Gang, Curtis Blow, and the rest of them. But what we did, we tucked it into another basic called a soul hip-hop, because we wanted to make sure that when we do soul hip-hop, it was about what's coming out your soul, not what's coming out your pocket or disrespecting a woman, calling her out of her name, because our women was considered our African queens, and we was the king. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that it goes way back, and like I say, it's a good tradition, and what everybody's just seeing right going on right now in 2012, well, like we was talking about earlier, by 2012 and 2013 that's coming along, we just going way back when we was what was going on back then. So it's just coming back from the past to now, you know, because like I said, with the police, police was doing all this a lot of this stuff back then, you know, inside the community and stuff. But it's not all the police is bad. It was a lot of the dirty cops and everything. So like I said, I worked with a lot of artists like Madonna. I worked with a lot of people inside of the disco. I worked before disco died out, and then rock and roll started taking over. So there's a lot of people. Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this real quick. When you see the hip-hop today compared to back in the day, what goes through your mind when you see the young generation doing hip-hop compared to back in the day? What goes through your mind?
Back in the day, I'm going to tell you, be honest right there, it's like you just put a blindfold on and you just put plugs into your ears. That's what it's like. It's like a blind thing because it hurts me right now how they changed hip-hop in a different kind of form and way when hip hop is not supposed to be the way it's supposed to be. Hip hop was supposed to be about our community. It's supposed to be about the homeless. It's supposed to be about the brutal of what people's getting beat, a child getting killed, or, you know, things that's going on inside society right now. That's what hip hop is really about. And then I guess when you took like NWA, they took it into another base of that, but they took it in there because it was angry. But people start taking a lot of part of what NWA was doing and taking it to the negative. But if you listen to the straight up NWA, they are angry brothers was going through a lot. You're getting your door kicked in, you're getting slammed on the garage, they have bat around, the police break into your home, and they got the wrong home they didn't pick out and stuff, and they didn't throw you on the ground, throw your child, and they're going through your child's pamper, since they could find drugs into your child's pamper. So it goes way back and stuff, and it's real deep. And that's why I sit up there and say to a lot of the brothers and sisters, and I know I love them because, you know what, I thank God for placing the shield over me where I don't have haters. The only hater I got is number Satan itself. But the thing is that if you put yourself out there, you can have people that hate you or what you do. You got to watch what you say, what come out your mouth. You got to watch what you do. Because if you do the wrong thing, people's going to focus. Everybody records in their mind what you do. So the thing is that to come back and do the right thing, to get yourself back on track, don't be like everybody else. Just be yourself. Because when you start being like everybody else, that's when the hating starts coming in. Because somebody's going to sit up there and say, oh, you're biting what you're doing. You're biting what I'm doing. You got to watch, because everybody's out there to make a dollar. And that's what it is. When you're making a dollar, that's when your mind becomes don't make no sense.
Right.
So the thing is that don't think about money, because when you die, money, you can't take it with you. Cars, the fancy, the houses. Mm-hmm. You can't take it back. The only thing you can take back is getting on your knees and pray to God and tell him, forgive me for whatever I did to the next person.
That's right.
Because you got to get your life straight, because God is not playing now. God coming down, you wonder why people dropping dead, and then turn around when they drop dead, guess what they say? The first thing they say, that person was healthy. I don't know what just happened. Look at Heavy D.
Wow.
Heavy D dropped dead. Look at some of the other people members. They dropping dead because God is not playing.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's what we are putting in our bodies? Do you think it's what we're eating that's the reason that things are happening the way they're happening? I mean, because you got a lot of stuff that's happening in our society today that no one is answering.
Okay, pay some attention to this. Why we get a lot of cancer, why we have a lot of the black community that have, they always tell me the black man have heart attacks. No, it's not true. It's a population of anybody can have a heart attack. The thing is that you check out what's going on right now. You look at the news and look, watch out, 53,000 some fish that's died in the water because of the heat. Okay, imagine the water that's going into the system is going into your water fountain. Everything that's inside that water, they get it from the drainage, from the river. It goes into that. Everything is pollution. They can't take everything and turn it clean. When you go buy bottles of water, you still drinking germs. Putting water in the store, that's just to make somebody another dollar. So you, the only thing they do, they just, you got to go back into your grandparents' day. Remember how back in grandma and grandpa did, they used to boil water on the stove? Because that's what burns the germs. People take baths when by boiling water. So the thing is, you got to watch what you eat, too. Because, see, a lot of these, okay, like you see this mosquitoes. They call it the, what, West Nile?
They
bite on cows. They bite on horses. They bite on that. Whatever they bite in is getting into the meat. And they kill it. So whatever they can't kill everything. You can't kill bacteria. And bacteria plays a role inside your body. So the only thing you do, everybody run into the doctor, oh, got to get pills. No, you go back and get the herbs. The real herbs are the one that take care of your body. Mm-hmm. So the doctor's not going to tell you about the herbs that's out there. Because everybody's out here to make money. So you got to go back into your old tradition ways. If you got that old school spirit in mind, hey, teach your kids the old school deal. You know, like the chicken soup. You know how you boil it, put it up, you know, whatever you do it. That's what get rid of your cold. When you put peppermint and all that stuff in it, that get rid of your cold. You got to go back to the old remedies and leave all this stuff that these products that they back on. Turn around. You turn on the TV. Guess what they tell you? That you can call a lawyer if you, because this kind of pill you didn't took. It's still too bad. Did you lose somebody in your family that passed away? You got to look at all that. So you got to go back into the old school tradition. If you don't go back, and that's what my thing is, do is to come back out in 2013, to get back on stage, to teach the young generation about the real thing of hip hop. Hip hop is considered
like
as doctors.
That's right.
I like that.
The real soul of hip hop is considered as doctors. You could be a doctor inside of hip hop.
Man, I'm loving what you're saying. Man, you're keeping it real. For those who are just now tuning in to us right here on the late night show, we talking live with my boy legendary DJ Dunn is live with us right now. Very special guest. We're talking to him about the real deal about hip hop. We talked to him a couple nights ago, and a lot of people have been calling in, responding about what you have been saying. Now, I wanna kind of change the subject just for a few minutes, DJ Dunn. Now, you know, we're living in the times now where we are in the process of electing possible a new president. What are your thoughts on President Barack Obama, and what are your thoughts on Mitt Romney now that he's running for president along with his new VP, Vice President, Ryan Powell?
Okay.
I believe it's Ryan Powell. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, my thing is, I was sitting up there saying, if I was running for the president, there's a lot of things that Obama's not going to say, but what I say. But I'm not going to be afraid to say it. Because I see that if you look inside of these Capitol and what all these people is out there, I don't have nothing against a lot of Republicans, but so you might as well put on some white sheet. That's all I can say. But that's what you're doing. You're killing everything what we need in this life.
Whoa, wait a minute, DJ Dunn. I gotta get Sheila in on this one. Sheila! We gotta get Sheila in on this conversation. Sheila,
I'm listening.
What you said about Barack Obama. Whoa, this is getting deep. I wanted to bring Sheila in on this conversation, especially when it comes down to the politics and stuff. Now, of course, now you and Sheila kind of think different when it comes down to President Barack Obama, but you sort of like pretty much saying, hey, you know what? President Barack Obama is not saying enough. Is that what you're saying? That Barack Obama is not speaking up enough?
President Obama could say so much. He wanted to say so much. Leader, he wanted to say so much, but he got to watch what he say. He can't say so much inside of there because that is surrounded that he in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gonna back him up. We behind him. We just waiting for him to come out staying strong. We just waiting for it, but he can't say so much, cause you know if you say a black man say the wrong thing, they gonna go after him real hard. You know what I'm saying? So there's so much he can say in there, but we can say so much what we want to say when we get on that mic. But for him to
let
be
me
in there.
This. DJ, no, let me ask you this. If you was in President Barack Obama's shoes, what would you have done different compared to what he's doing now?
I say right now, Barack Obama, he's doing a real good job. He's doing a lot of job that he can do so much for us. But like I said, when he get in there, he can try to write everything what he can put out there, but he's going to get turned down to a lot of things because he got a lot of odds against him. He's just one man. And he got a lot more people he got to fight. One man. You got to look at it. One man. So he's against. It's like he's against the Republicans by itself. But we can get behind him. But we can't say so much what we say.
But you gotta also understand this. The black church. Let's talk about the black church. The black church are very upset with him voting on the gay marriage. What are your thoughts on that? We got to talk about that. We talking live with my boy DJ Dunn. We talking about some politics, and we talking about President Barack Obama. And now we're talking about the black church, man. What do you think the black church needs to do at this moment?
I'll tell you right now, the black church needs to really get on their knees and stop praying and start talking to God. That's what I think they should be doing. Because God, like I said, we can't get out here and we can't judge. We cannot judge. God gets the last word of the judgment. That's why it's called the Judgment Day. So I can't say what I can say. Guess what he, I mean, whatever man feel what he gonna say, he gonna say it. And they speak on their own. But like I said, at the end of the day, God got the last word. So it's best for anybody to get on their knees and pray for it, if it's wrong or right.
Let me ask you this, DJ. Do you think, DJ, now, I got to ask you this right quick, man, and then we're going to go to the phone line. But let me ask you this. Do you think that he may win just because he did say he agreed with that gay marriage, that gay people should be able to get married with the same sex? Do you agree with what he said? What he said?
No.
Give me your thoughts,
Barack,
on that. Because he made the statement.
No, Barack Obama, let me tell you something about this. In the play of the rock, I followed Barack Obama the first time, and I know a lot of y'all followed behind him when he first got in there. I followed this man behind him strong, very strong. He's good because he know how to play his card at that table. He know what card to play, but he ain't not going to let nobody pull a joker on because he always going to pull a king back on him. He going to pull an ace on him. So he playing his cards real good. He know when to pull that card the right time, not the wrong time. He playing his card. Michelle, she playing that card right along with across that tape. So she's not going to let him get caught up. So the thing is, what I'm saying about all your questions is about Obama, about the gay thing and all that. That don't have nothing to do with that. But Barack Obama's going to win a re-election regardless, is because people's behind him. He coming out and say he's getting out here and he's pushing himself. So it don't have nothing to do with he's fighting for the gay person or he's fighting for this and all that. It's about what he did already. And he already supplying jobs. You can go somewhere, you got to see signs already saying hiring. You can see things that
DJ, come on now. I'm going to have to keep it real with you. And this is real talk. I mean, you're tired for saying this. But the reality is, man, a lot of people still have not went back to work. So I'm not saying that for us not to vote for President Barack Obama, but you got to keep it real. You got to call it like you see it. A lot of people still have not went back to work, and a lot of people's benefits are still getting cut out. And you can even ask Steve about that situation. So my thing is, have he done enough? No, I don't think he have done enough.
But you know, I said you right. You know, on the parts that you're saying, you're right. It's like I say, I have to watch what I say. You know what I'm saying? Things I have to watch what I say. But the thing is because if the odds can fall back on me, because I'm out here in this world and I'm out here traveling doing all this. So sometimes you got to watch what you say through the media or whatever, because it can come back on you. Because with me doing all the traveling, this ain't it's not no joke. People do set bombs on your car, okay? They sit up there, they watch, listen to everything you say. We are looked at every 24/7 from the satellite. We are recorded everything what we say on conversation, from the computer to the telephone. So some things, I'm a witness to it, is because I had a lot of death threats through clans. I've had a lot of death threats with government. We've been through a lot of that stuff back in our days. Martin Luther King and all of them had death threats. Everybody had. Some things we have to watch what we say out in this world.
Right.
Because it can come back on us. It come back on our family. So,
you got to understand, but DJ Dunn, you're right. And I have nothing against President Barack Obama. I think he's doing a wonderful job. But you have to understand.
I mean, he can do, we can look at it like this. He can do so much.
DJ Dunn, you have to understand. But you have to understand why so many people in America are so upset. They're upset. People haven't been to work in 5, 6, 7 years. People are forced to get a low-paying job when they're used to making $18, $20 an hour. So people are still upset.
I'm gonna throw something at you on this. I know what's going on. Is how he doing it? How he's doing his deal? Sometimes I don't like it. Because I look at it like this, I'm all like this, okay, yeah, it's cool and dandy what he's doing, but at the end of the day, he's still taking care of his family. But what about everybody else's family?
That's what I'm
saying. But the thing is that politician plays a role no matter what color you are. They just throw him in there because the work was already done, it was dirty, and it was messed up. So they got to, okay, you always going to get somebody, a black man, a job when it's messed up to go in there and try to do something, and then it's going to fall back on
you. And you know what else? I have nothing against Democrat because I'm a Democrat, but I also don't have nothing. But I have to also look at both parties. We have to look at the Republicans. I feel in my heart that the Republicans are not working with the Democrats, and the Democrats are not really working with the Republicans. So that's the reason I believe that we are in a hot mess situation that we are in, and it's not going to get no better. It's going to get worse. But my thing, I want to ask the people, and I want the people to call in and comment on this. You call us at 347-989-1725. We talking about Mitt Romney. We talking about the vice president, and we also talking about where do our country go from here? Will we be in the next 5 years? Will this country even stand? Will other people in the other world, other countries, will they continue to accept us? Or will we be like the smaller countries now?
Let me break them down to you, and everybody might agree with me. What they doing in this politician? They're gambling with we're the outsider. They're gambling with our lives. You know what I'm saying? Everything got to do with a dollar bill. It's not really getting out there to help us. You know what I'm saying? When you sit up there talking about, see, like I said, when you become something inside of the White House or whatever, a lot of people don't really count up. If you look up in the back and somebody might agree some things, what I'm saying, it really don't count much as about what we do. Because who get placed in this get placed in there by whoever's the highest on their highest ground, just to put them in you and put them in there. Mm-hmm. If you look at you remember the movie, if y'all remember the movie with Eddie Murphy, and it was a rich guy, mm-hmm. and they were playing politician. So they looked at, because the things started getting so dirty, things, so they had to go get Eddie Murphy to bring them in and put the rich guy out. If you look at that, that's how the government plays. It's a game. So our life is like checkers. Who's going to win? But at the end of the day, we the one that's suffering and we hurt. And they get rich off us. The politicians get rich off what we do.
That's what happened, man. The rich is getting richer and the poor is getting poorer.
Yeah, I mean, it plays a whole role. We really consider, I'm telling you, in the deal, we not really considered as Democrat. We just regular people who trying to make it. We're not a Republican. We're just trying to make it. It's a name and title they put that stuff on. But at the end of the day, it still got to do with making money. You know what I'm saying? They want us to put, when you go out there and you go make you some money, you working, they're taking the money back because they want you to keep on spending and spending and spending until you break. You go get a loan. You're going to still pay that loan. So you're still paying them back. But if you don't, they're going to put you out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't care. I'm going to be honest. And God knows, they don't care about our life. We got to get out here and survive and care about our life, how we make it. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know the next day. I mean, like they're looking at this thing. Sooner or later, they're going to take away money. So it's gold. We're going to get barcode. We're going to have barcode. And everybody knows they're doing it in prison. And as a country, they're putting barcodes in people back of people's neck.
Wow.
They put them on their wrist.
DJ Doug, hold that thought. Uh-huh. We gotta go to our regular segment real quick. Then we'll bring you back on. We're talking to the legendary DJ Doug. We're gonna go live real quick to Miss Sheila, who got the breaking news. Find out what's going on with the Olympics, and also find out what's going on in the world of politics. Will Barack Obama continue to do what he do? And do he have a chance of becoming the president again? All right, Sheila, we're going live to you right now. You're live on the radio with us right now, Sheila.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
We are doing good, having this interesting conversation about politics.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. So we're going back to the Olympics again. The final number for the Olympics, like I said, was 46 gold, U.S. won. 29 silver and 29 bronze. Now, this is what I heard, that London, the men were crying harder than the women when they lost their categories.
What?
And a lot of us probably look at the men and laugh at them because they cried. But think about it. Everybody, they trained hard for this one opportunity.
and everybody wants to represent their countries. So to come in not even place at all, I can kind of relate. So, but U.S., we kick butt, you know, we do it in the U.S. all the way live. Also with Romney, like I mentioned, Romney accuses Obama of running a campaign of smeared dirt and deception, okay? And that's because Obama had made so many promises prior to being elected, and now he cannot back it up, okay? And then, of course, the last incident with him signing the bill for homosexuals, gays to marry one another, which goes against everything in the church and the Bible itself. Because as we know, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's right.
Okay. And getting down to Romney's runner-up, which is Paul Ryan, Republican pick. And Ryan is all for Medicare, Medicaid, or either it's the Medicaid that he's for. Because, you know, Obama made a little adjustment on that that he did not tell us he was going to do prior to being elected. So he had to cut the budget somewhere. So he started with the middle class people like us that's making decent money. We don't make a lot. He cut our stuff with the civil service. We didn't get a raise for 2 years. He stopped our cost of living raise. Don't affect the rich, and it definitely don't affect the poor. And now he's messing with the Medicaid, okay, which is going to affect some of the people right now that's looking forward to getting their Medicaid benefits. So now the way Obama signed it, they're going to have to wait another 5 or 10 more years to be able to get what people got 5 years ago. At this age. Okay. So now Romney's run up, Ryan is going to kind of cap that. So that's the deal. That's the deal.
Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
That's a positive thing if Ryan can do it, if Paul Ryan can do it, just like Obama. Okay, I just heard Don mention. Obama made a lot of promises, yes, but Obama's just one person. Who runs this thing? Congress. Congress run it, okay? So now the bad thing about it, Paul Ryan was worked in Congress, and it's something that they pulled on him while he was in that office that he did not do or did wrong. So they, you know, they digging up the dirt. They digging, they going to have to dig the dirt up because this might hurt them. So they digging up all kinds of dirt.
It's about to get ugly in the next, what, 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah, we're going to
see all
kinds of
crazy campaign ads coming on TV.
Yeah, yes. And they just called it. I mean, he just made the announcement, what, 4 days ago, 3 days ago? And before the man could get in there real good, Obama's on them. They own them like white on rice. So this is going to be pretty interesting, and we're going to keep our listeners updated on what's happening in the news. Keep you updated, and every detail we're going to talk about it. So that's what we got.
That's really good information. We needed to know that on the national level on what's happening worldwide. Because a lot of people don't know what's going on. Because if you like me, you're not really glued to the television that much. I don't have time. So I depend on getting my news from Miss Sheila, our world anchor news lady. Well, again, Sheila, we'll be checking back with you later on in the broadcast.
Okay, all right.
That's Miss Sheila right there, right here on V97FM, where we're doing it real big. Keep you abreast on what's happening worldwide. And you got some quick entertainment news coming up. What you about to talk about?
What I got to talk about?
Yeah, what you about to talk about in entertainment?
Oh, well, later on, I'm going to tell everybody about who done did a video shoot in New York City.
What?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that. I'm going to do that. All right, let's go live to our sports man. John, what you got for us?
Yeah, man, I got some football. I got today's list about Dallas Cowboys and their rivals. They were actually the underdogs in today's game and fared out well. So I'm going to be talking about the Cowboys, about Cowtown Speedway. You know, we got a lot of motor races out there, so I'm going to be talking about that. And I'm going to get into a little bit of Sunday's openers and talk about a little bit of basketball. So that's what's going on with sports.
And that's what you're about to talk about right now, ain't
you? Oh, yeah. So we can get into it now?
Yeah, it's sports time. It's sports time.
Atlanta Falcons. Let me tell you about this. Atlanta Falcons waived running back Robbie Free and signed defensive tackle Courtney Ablay. And Chicago Bears wide receiver Devin Thomas announced his retirement. Detroit Lions signed defensive end Clifton Avery to a one-year contract and linebacker Corey Bosworth. And Seattle Seahawks waived running back Anthony Bryant and signed Kay Carson Wiggs. And also, the Cowtown Speedway Saturday's results at Kennedale, USRA Modified. First place winner was Sean Jones, and second place winner was Trustin Dyker. And in the 305 sprint, first place winner was Chad Wilson, and second place winner was Logan Payne. And moving on over to Dallas Mavericks, Derek Nowitzki. It was reported that he had married his fiance, Miss Jessica Olsen. But then reports turned back that they didn't get married, but they are engaged. And you wouldn't believe she's from Kenya. She's black. And our African-American movie cinema classic for the night, the 1975 hit film starring Sidney Poitier, Harry Belafonte, and co-starring Miss Ruby Dee. In Buck and the Beast. There you have it, John.
All right, that's our buddy right there with the sports news you can use, John Williams. We'll be checking back in with you later on in the broadcast right there. We are still talking to our guests. We're going to take some phone calls. We got people calling in to the show. We're going to take some live phone calls, find out what people are talking about. We're going live to 972-341. You are live on The Late Night with Donnie B and the Game. Now 972-341. Is this Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I wanted to say something.
They just want to listen. Sometimes people just want to listen.
We got a lot of people calling in. DJ Dunn, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here.
All right, DJ Dunn. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this quarter of the show up. We're going to finish talking to you for a few minutes. What else you want people to know about what you got going on, man? Let's talk about what you got with some of the projects you're working on.
Okay, right now I want to just say I'm blessed. Right now is because, well, Donnie B, you know, and then I like I say, some people, they hold it in, but I like to let a lot of people know I need everybody's special prayer because, you know, I have bone cancer. And what it is, it's the entertainment that keeps me going. And, yeah, so, like I said, that, I mean, you always got to find something to motivate you when you get real, real sick. And that's why I'm still getting out here to use most of the, everything I can do is get out here and make these big tour going out, you know, overseas and around the United States, wherever I'm booked at, to where I could be able to speak about cancer as well, because I'm a cancer person myself. So, but like I wanted to let a lot of people know, if you want to keep this hip hop alive, do the right thing with this hip hop. Don't kill hip hop, because back in the days, everybody knows disco was going out so good until somebody killed disco. And we don't want to do the same thing with hip hop. Hip hop is not a bad thing that everybody takes it in the wrong way. The only time when hip hop start coming along when people start killing and murdering one each other and fighting and, you know, everything. But it ain't all about that. If we can just come together as our brothers and sisters and all races, just come together and let's stand what the hip hop is all about. Take it from your soul. Just don't take it, you know, just to make a dollar off of it. Dollar's not everything you can just do.
It's good to make some money, but just don't use the hip hop term to make the money.
Amen.
Use it to help everybody else. Help the homeless. Help the women's shelter. Help everybody. Counsel. Hey, use it for good purpose, not just for bad purpose. It's not just about yourself. It's about everybody. So if we could just coming together and joining as one, we can have the biggest united, like we back in the old school. We had nice times in the good old days where everybody come together. So that's why we had the park. We had the street called the block party. You know what I'm saying? The Black Art Festival. We had all that. Juneteenth. We had all that. But if you start seeing some of this stuff, it don't feel the same way like it used to be no more. So we got to make it focus. It's not about us. It's about everybody else, from the young to the old. And so that's the best thing to do. Let's take the hip hop and bring it back to you. Let's bring the roots right back in there and put water down and grow the hip hop the way it's supposed to be.
Man, that's some positive matches, man. That's what you call some positive matches, man. We're definitely doing it big right here on B97. We are doing it big on a late night show, late night conversation with the legendary DJ Dunn right here on Dunny B Radio Show. LG, what you got to say about that, girl?
Man, I'm learning a lot because DJ Dunn, I'm an underground artist. And right now, only question I need to ask, I know a lot of underground artists doing a lot of music and stuff. I mean, what type of music, they need to do to push themselves out there to let people hear them?
Okay, number one step is that I tell a lot of artists. And I want to get out here, and I want to stand in these clubs. Anywhere that if you need me there, Donnie B know how to get in touch with me. I will show up there, and I will host on the show. We don't call back in the day. You know, we didn't call a host. We called the hype man. That's what I am, a hype man. I'm the hype man of the Mixmaster. And there was three of my other brothers, Reverend Ike, Tony T, and DJ Raji. But two of them passed away in the 90s. One got before. Reverend Knight, he was coming to Paris, and we had a show in Paris we had to do. But he didn't get to make it because his wife shot him in the head the time he got off the other tour. When we got off the tour coming from Japan, he made it home. He went to go visit he went to go spend time with his family before he got back on tour to come where we had in Paris. But the thing is that he didn't get to make it because his wife was jealousy. And we already told him about you can't have somebody, if you are entertained, you can't have nobody jealous. You're going to have to ride and grow together. But she was always accusing him on saying, this man was a good man. But he turned around, he got shot in the head, and then turned around, DJ Raji, Tony T. Tony T, he got hurt real bad behind it. So we was all close. So he OD'd himself. He shot up, OD'd. But it plays in the same way that you see that in R&B, the Whispers, and everybody else. So we went through so much. So I went underground. I went back to underground because I was so hurt, from behind all of it. But everybody been asking when I was going to come back out. When I'm going to come back. When is DJ Dunn coming back? So some people, they were spreading rumors talking about I passed away and this and that and all that, which I didn't pass away. I just went underground to recruit myself. So I said, I'm going to come out when the time is right. And now the time is right because what's going on inside this society, it's time for me to step back out and speak. Because, like I said, I've seen a lot of the movement.
DJ Dunn, let me ask you this. Have you noticed a lot of the old school are coming back? I noticed a lot of the old school group are coming back out and doing redoing music again. Have you noticed that, Mr. MG?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to both y'all. Have y'all noticed
that the old
celebrities are coming back out?
But yeah, there's a lot of them coming back out. But I want to reach out back out to my brother. I want to reach out back to all my legendary sisters and everything. When you come back out, don't come back out for the dollar bill. Come back out for the power, what we had back in the day, when we fight the power.
Come back into, you know, into the revolution. Don't come back in here because you want to manga in and say, okay, I'm going to blend in because this is this new generation. I'm going to blend in just to be with it. I want to make this $1 million to get a mansion or a car. Come back for yourself because you can't take these things back to you. We got to get the word out. That's why God gave us the gift. God gave us the gift to get the word across, not to go just to use it, you know, using for cars, money, get all that. Come back into yourself. I don't want you getting mangled off and mixed in. Like you take boys and men. They could tell you, I mean, that's why we call the thing. That's why I'm so glad they come with the TV called Unsold. If you look at Unsold, it tells you the whole tradition about what was going on, how the group broke up. Because when it came out, the group was together like family. But when it came for money to play the money role in there, money breaks up a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It would break up family. So you don't let the power of money. Money is good to spend because that's what we got to get to use and spend. But don't use them. Don't let the money change you. You go out there and make the money. Don't let the money make you. You know what I'm saying? You got to get back into them old roots. And we and a lot of new generation, they want to learn. They want to learn about it. They want to know what mom and daddy, uncle and all them back the old school days. I heard y'all had fun back in the old school days. Yes, we did. We came together. We had a big picnic. It was called a family affair.
Right.
Family affair didn't mean nothing. Just family. It means friends. Everybody come together. So it goes way deep from the Black Panther movements to all that. The only reason that a lot of stuff is going on inside the world because we so blind because the, oh, okay, here's some cars, here's some money right here, or a mansion or a house. That's brainwashed. That's what they want to do is brainwash Black people with this. And this going to, and when you do that, it turns to hatred. Then you got somebody going to pull up and roll up on you with a gun and try to rob you because of some rims. Oh, they ride a nice system in your car. We got to get away from that. It's time for us, new generation, to come together. Just listen. Listen to us old school, because we know what we're talking about. We've been there. We've done that. We made that pay for y'all. We fight for y'all rights. We turned around. We died behind for your rights. We went to jail behind you for your rights. We didn't go out here to play games for your rights. We got here and we suffered. We got cross burning in our yards. We still had Black people still get hung out in the trees. We had people still get drugged behind trucks for your rights. And it hurts me right today how you could just use and abuse the hip hop by talking about one another, by using Facebook, talking about each other, crushing on each other. These people is laughing at us. We are a joke. We are a joke. Society, we got to wake up, stand together, and back to reunite and get that power back. Put that backbone back. Sisters need to stand up, take their place to be that queen. You know, anybody can be a woman, anybody can be a lady, any man can be a man, but can you be a king or a queen? That's the highest step. And go back into Africa. Africa don't have no this ain't hair color. Africa, I'm from white, black, everything. You can stand or just take your place. Just take your place. That's all you got to do is take your place. Treat the women like they're supposed to be treated. Women treat the men like they're supposed to be treated. It's called respect. Respect yourself, and then people will respect you.
That's funny.
You got and raise your child. Raise your child to princes, to prince. You raise them to be princes and prince, they become kings and queens. Don't listen to your kid because your kid know what's going on. They record every baby that's born, his eyes is open. Their eyes is open because they're looking around. They're looking around. When they come in them hospitals, the women know what I'm talking about. They when they born, these babies' eyes is open. They're looking around.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's the knowledge.
I know you're right.
You know what I'm saying? See, when we was young, some of these babies, what we was doing back in the days when we was young, when we was born, you got to get spanked on your butt. No, these babies don't get spanked on their butt. Their eyes is open. They let them know, hey, don't touch me. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
They recording it. They first come out, they recording everything. So you got to watch what your kids. Stop taking up time with your kids. Stop pushing your kids on the side because you found your lover. Pull them kids back in because God gave these kids to you for a gift. Them is your strong, that's your backbone. Them is a part of your heart.
They're the one that makes you stand to recognize what goes on in life. Because if you change your kid to be, I don't want to say it like this way, but I'm going to say it. If you change your kid to be a thug, it's going to be a thug. If you change your kid to be a man that wear his pants up, he's going to wear his pants up. And then the lady, dress your child, or your little girls as a little lady. And that's the way they're going to walk around. Pull your pants up, because I'm telling you, if you don't pull your pants up, it goes like that in prison. Really, it do. And everybody knows the same about having your pants down.
You're calling
somebody to you. So I don't know, that's a statement. You know, you got to pull your pants, because this is what they do in prison. They introduce themselves, they tell to them when they're hacking their pants down. And a lot of prison people know what I'm talking about. When you have your pants down, you're introducing you, hey, I could be yours. I could be yours here. Hey, come and get me. A lot of people don't know that in the street because they never been there. But what I'm saying, it's time to take a place to be a man. Put your belt on. It don't hurt to put your belt on. You don't got to be like, don't be no copycat. Be yourself. Don't be no copycat. We got too many copycats out there. Be yourself. Stand up. Take your place.
That's right, child man. We give them the real knowledge on this radio show. We don't sugarcoat it around. We keep it real on the late night conversation. And we talk live with my boy, legendary DJ Dumb, live with us right now. Old school, keeping it real with us, talking to the youngster out there.
Yep.
I'm feeling this. Go ahead, DJ Dumb.
Me too.
But like I said, okay, on the other part, I'm not bashing. I'm not hating on nobody because I don't hate. God didn't give me the heart to have hate. Only Satan passed out the hearts to call haters. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that it do not hurt. It do not hurt to love one another. Somebody do something to you, don't judge them. Let God handle your battle. Don't go pull a gun out. Don't go pull a knife out, go hurt somebody. Because at the end of the day, you're going to think and say, what did I just do when you behind them walls? Or when you're out there in that yard. Don't go around bullying like you're the toughest thing. I'm gonna say this is for these bullies. Don't go around bullying somebody because you're gonna run into the wrong one that you bully and push them in the corner and you're not gonna come out of there alive. So the best thing is to do, push that bully stuff on and say, hey, it's time to love one another. Don't brag about what somebody did in your past or in your family, talking about, oh yeah, my uncle, my auntie, they were hard. But look where they at now. Look where they at. You think they love it? You think they like what they've been doing? No, they don't like it. They want to make a change, but they so caught up into it so much. They want to make a change. They don't want that to happen to somebody that's close to them in their family. Because I'm telling you what happens. What goes down when you do something to somebody, they might don't come after you. They go after your family. They go straight after your family. You know what that is? That's to call you out. They're gonna. It goes back in the old school days when they used to sit up there and say, the best way to hurt somebody is take somebody's family out. So the best thing you do, if you want to pick up a weapon, if you want to pick up your weapon against your enemy, pick up a Bible. That Bible is full loaded and ready.
Wow.
That's the thing. That's the main thing you want to do. It don't hurt to go to church. Sometimes it's good to listen to a little word.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't read in the Bible, go to the church. If you can take out your time, and you can go to the club.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a promoter. I'm a promoter myself. I go to the club, but I do talk to the people. I get doors open. And I talk to the owners and managers. You know what I do? I talk to the owners and managers. You know what they say? I like about you. You're welcome to come here all the time. It's because you had a lot of knowledge. You taught me something that I didn't know. Is because I am used of, I let God, you know, use me. I don't just talk on my own. I let the man upstairs tell me what to say and say it on the right time. I'm not out there to hurt nobody. I'm not out there to put nobody down. I'm just trying to get out there to help everybody. Put it in your mind. Put it in your mind because you are very smart. You have a gift inside of you. Don't be somebody, if somebody hate what you do, use them hated tools to build your future. Use them tools to build yourself.
You can get anything in the world. Because them haters going to go out there and they're going to find themselves soon and later one day and going to say, man, I got to quit doing this hate. Because it's not taking me nowhere. Because ain't nobody want to be hated the rest of their life. Because you're going to get, soon or later, you start off younger, you're going to get older and older and older. And you're going to get, and what they say, when a man reach 40, he says enough is enough. When a woman hits 30, she says enough is enough. Because that's when you push all the bull on the side, because you know you're getting up in age now.
Yeah.
You don't want to go. You don't want to watch
your.
Yeah, you don't want to watch your back every time you walk out that door. I want somebody gonna be out there. I mean, if somebody's after you, get on your knees and start praying to God, because God will handle your enemies. He will take care of your enemies. You don't got to go out there and take care of them. God will take care of your enemies. God will put shield over you. But you got to get to know God. Get off to yourself. Go in your room. Go find a place or go in the park. You know, the park is the main thing that you can get to with God and get to know who God is if you get in that park. Because you know why? You ever notice the trees whispers? The wind whispers? That's God is speaking through it. God going to make you feel him. Some people say, oh, I can't feel God. Take out the time and get to know God.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel
reach a Bible. Reach a Bible.
Yeah, reach a Bible. Just like, you got to understand this. Let's go back to hip-hop. Let's go back to hip-hop. Hip-hop is used for every term of music. You can use hip-hop any kind of ways. You can use it in a negative way, but what it's going to get you? It's going to get you a temporary music. If you can use it in a positive way, it's going to get you full-time. You become a legend because you're doing the right thing by helping others by using it. So you want to know how to be a legend, how we became a legend? Because we went out there and we used hip-hop to help other people, our communities, the homeless, going to the nursing home. Doing these shows at the nursing home, going to school, to the schools with the young kids, you know, doing hip-hop in there. But we use the hip-hop in the right words. We didn't use it in cussing words or hurt somebody. So, that's why we're going to get together. I want everybody to be able to get together. You can check me out on Facebook as well. I want everybody to be able to follow what we finna ready to do, because it's going to be a show that y'all don't want to miss, because you're going to feel it. You're going to feel that soul tingling inside you just a little. And you're going to say, hey, I do got a soul. I do got a soul. Because we're going to bring you that hip-hop where you can feel a soul. Because hip-hop is just not based on everything. Hip-hop is in gospel. Everybody don't realize that. It's in gospel.
Mm-hmm.
God used hip-hop now. Did you know God used hip-hop? God used hip-hop just for the new generation to get you, for, hey, y'all like to listen to music? You're going to listen to the word. The words get across. So God, don't just think hip-hop is just a street thing. Hip-hop is gospel, too.
Hey, you know what? Hey, hold that down for a minute. We're going to go live to the phone lines right now and see what the people want. We got some callers and calling into the show. We're going live at 817-676. You are live on the radio. Who's this?
What's up? It's your boy, Teddy J from the Funk. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Not much, man. I'm glad to be in the building. Y'all talking about some real stuff right now, man. And it's definitely that's close to my heart.
Oh, man. Okay. You got a question for DJ
Dom,
man?
Man, yeah, man. Going back onto, I want him to kind of make a comment, you know, for the comment for him to go off of. He's going in. I'm appreciating hearing what he's saying. And one thing I learned about haters, what I like to call haters are confused fans, because at the end of the day, those are people who just don't quite know. It's like they always got negative things to say about you, but then as you progress more and more, some of those same people become fans of you. So a lot of times I just call my haters confused fans. I don't really get in their own category. That's making them feel too special.
Right. What do you say to people out there that's hating on people? What advice would you give to them?
Oh, as far as me?
Yeah, I mean, as far as anything, if somebody is hating on somebody, what advice would you give to the haters out there? What would you say
to the haters? I mean, really, two things are valuable in life: time and money. if you're taking the time, and a lot of times time is more valuable because you can be spending that time getting money. So if you're taking the time out to waste it, just talk about somebody else, that means you didn't, A, wasting time, wasting your own time to do your own grind, or you're wasting, you're not really making no money or nothing. You know, that's why a lot of people always run around bitter and stuff because they're too worried about everyone else's business. If they start worrying about themselves, we wouldn't have that problem. And they'd probably be more productive.
Also, man, I think you bring up a really, really good point. But also, man, I think if everybody would take out the time, this is for everybody. If you don't have anything to do, take out the time and do something that you love to do. Whatever you love to do, focus on that, what you love to do, and you'll be surprised that you won't even have time. I'll tell the person in a minute. Whenever you're telling me what's going on in Peace, I'll be telling them, look here, I say I do a radio show, I have a 5-year-old son, so when it comes down to figuring out what people are talking about, I don't have time because I'm raising the child. I got so much going on in my life, I don't have time to be finding out what's going on in somebody else's life. So that's what it boils down to. Normally when a person is hating on other people, it's because they don't have anything else to do or things are just not going too well. So they want to hate on somebody else's. But I guarantee if you take out the time and focus on what you love to do and focus on that, pray about it, focus on it, I guarantee you, you won't have time to be worried about nobody else. You know, if you want to go to school to be something, but you got to do something with your life, because if you don't, that's when you start hating on other people. And so I would suggest all the young people out there, find out what you love to do. If it's something you love to do, don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Do it and stop talking about it and go and do it.
You got to challenge your mind. That's all this is. You challenge yourself.
Right.
That's all you got to do is challenge yourself. Once you challenge yourself, you're going to have a competition with yourself. Then you won't worry about what everybody else is doing. Because you got to find yourself.
Yeah, that's right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
All right, then. Young man, you got anything else you want to say?
Oh, yeah. I just definitely wanted to just send a shout out to you, man, for your show, man. I'll follow you back all the way to, you know, when you do your live TV show, you know, that I go back to that. So it's just good to see you doing stuff, man. See you over here in the blog talk world and as a fellow host, you know, just glad to see another black host making a big difference over here on this on blog talk.
Man, appreciate that, man. We're trying to do something, you know, into the community and keep it focused on what's going on in the community, man. And we do this every night. Now, normally on at 8:00 at night. So, but we doing a special tonight, the late night special. So that's why we on late night. But we normally on from 8 to 11.
Most definitely. Well, it's definitely a pleasure, you know, just to see you doing. You still doing your thing. And, you know, everybody, like, you like the Funky Town celebrity. It's like, Danny D, everybody knows Danny D.
Man, appreciate that. I've been doing, a lot of people don't know, man, I've been doing, I started out doing television. I've been doing TV for about 20-something years. I've been doing TV before I got over here to the radio world. And then I went from a television, I've done a lot of commercials for BET, MTV, VH1, all kinds of different types of radio commercials and stuff. So I've been around, TV to radio, I've been around. Talk shows, I don't feel on every dance one of them. But, you know, it's not about me, man. It's about the community. It's about people like Spin that are focusing on something positive, man. That's how we have to look at it.
Yeah, that's most definitely, man. And definitely, shout out to your guests, too, man. Y'all talk about some real stuff. It's always good to see, you know, positive people. Not holding back what they got to say to make sure people are going to stay positive. Because, you know, me being 25, I hate seeing people they fucking, excuse me, with their pants down, too. it just really takes me to that place where...
Yeah.
I hate watching that. I'm like, people are like, "Why are you just, you know, you're weird, you're old fashioned." I'm like, why do I want to walk around my pants up? I mean, do I want everybody to see my poo-poo things and stuff, my drawers and everything?
Yeah, right.
You on the right track. You're on the right track, my brother. You got to be old-fashioned. If we can get everybody to be old-fashioned in their mind, it'll be a better place.
But not only that, man, to me, not only that, man, but you also have to look at it like this. It's not only a disrespect towards you, but when other people see that, it's a disrespect towards other people, too.
To our community. So, it's a disrespect to the black community.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's disrespecting you as a person, and it's disrespecting not only the black community, but hell, it's disrespecting
the black people ain't the only one that's doing it, okay?
Oh, not necessarily. I'm saying, no, I disagree with you on that. I've seen a lot of white people use this, do the same thing.
Yeah, they do it.
I'm trying to figure out how
can you skateboard with your pants down?
Yeah,
how can you skateboard? Ain't you going to trip over your pants?
But you know who else is doing it, though, man? Not only is it's a man doing it, but I've seen a lot more women do it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
When
you get a lot of them.
It just looks very
like I said, Donnie B, it goes back for penitentiary. That's penitentiary wear. It goes back in penitentiary. And a lot of people don't realize that. Some people do, some people don't. It goes back into penitentiary. And that's what they do.
Right.
They sag.
And I mean, it is, but a lot of people think that's what females want, but I mean, when I walk around with my pants and stuff up and my belt on and stuff, females are like just blown away, like, man, that's a real man.
Yeah.
And you also see a lot of these kids, you know, trying to walk around with their pants hanging there.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But they're getting strict. But they're getting strict in the schools about that. They're getting very strict, and I'm glad they got it like that in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna be wearing a uniform, so thank God.
They said they're gonna start doing these uniforms back in school now.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now.
Yeah, but hey, check this out, DJ Dunn, and to the brother that called in. You know, the ones that are I said check this out, the ones that are looking respectable in society, and you know, they not sagging or nothing like that. They are the ones that really we got in order. You know, it's so hard. White women and Spanish women will come up and talk to me, but I cannot get a black woman. It's like a total turn off to them. Like, you know, it's like they scared of you then. You know, they don't know how to talk to you, don't know how to dress you or how to approach you when you don't look like that. When it's this psychological mindset that they have now, because we're so stereotyped that now. That when I walk around like looking like a respectable gentleman, it's like they don't know how to even approach you. And then when you approach them, they just diss you right off. Shoot, it's just like it's got to be a dream. It can't be real. And then
but
the ones looking like that, they're getting brave. I'm like,
no, see what it is. But in that mind frame, I'm telling you right now, it don't play against the street. It plays what they put it on TV, like Lil Wayne and all that. If you see a lot of them just jumping around and all that, it's called TV. It's called a TV land into your mind. It poisons your mind. What comes off the TV? Anything that come off of TV, you're gonna record. And you're gonna be sitting up there. Now you look at a lot of people that say up their head, okay, I'm gonna be like Star Wars. I'm gonna give me some swords. It's because everybody's recorded. Their mind is recorded on the TV program. So they see anything that's on TV, they mind get into the point of priority record. Now, see, like back in our days, we had black and white TVs. We didn't have all that kind of stuff. You sag, you'd be too embarrassed to walk around with your pants dropped down. So that's what turn around. What we used to put on, we used to put on ropes. They put ropes on you. You don't have no belt, put a rope on and go to school.
You feel ashamed
just for your pants, just to show your drawers.
Yeah. I remember even putting clothespins on if you didn't have
clothespins on your thing.
Me too.
Yeah. Donnie B. Remember the dashiki? You get that dashiki on.
Yeah, you
cover your clothes. You're going to buy you a lot of dashikis.
But you know what, man? But you also got to look at this. Back in the day, we had more people that cared about us. We had the neighbors that cared about us. If the neighbors see us out there looking any kind of way, guess what? Man, you're going to get a whooping, and they're going to tell you to pull your pants up.
Hey, when you
But you know what, man? Uh-huh. Nowadays, if you try to tell these young kids something, boy, they'll look at you crazy
and
cuss
you
out
and pull a gun. I'll pull a gun on you. You know what it is? Hey, Donnie B, remember this? Donnie B, remember back in school? You got one choice. You can get that SWAT or get that whooping at home.
Oh, yeah. But you know what, man? But in my case, I'm going to tell you what my mom used to do to me. My mom was like the tough one in the family. One day I was talking smart to her. I was probably about 9 and 10 years old. Man, my mama got that shoe, and she ate right in my mouth, okay? She said, "Now say it again." She said, "I beat you black and blue." Y'all remember that? That phrase, black and blue?
Yeah.
I got a black and blue whooping. And I never, ever talked smart to my mama no more.
Hey, I'll tell you right now. Everybody, I'm going to break it down. Hey, Donnie B, I'm going to bring some memories back to you. You remember this tree in the yard?
Oh, yeah.
You got the green little old tree that twisted all up. You feel like Kunta Kinte back in the day when you got that whooping. But the thing is that they call it child abuse now. But we didn't care. Back in the day, it wasn't called child abuse. It was called love. It was called love.
Right.
Get your butt whooped, that was love. And I respect, and I love my mother right today for bringing me to rape the way she did is with that switch or with that belt.
Because
I'm alive right now, and I'm 50 years old, I'm alive. And I tell her every day, thank you, Mom, for beating me. If you didn't beat me, I want to be the better person I would be able to spread the word out there what I'm doing.
But you know what? That's a good thing that you're talking about, man, because that's what's happening now with these kids today. And then another thing is happening. Y'all got to keep it real. The worst thing that they done is when they took prayer out of school. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. When they took the prayer out. And then, see, one of the things it is our problem was, and I'm going to be honest with this, and everybody know what I'm talking about on this, it's the government that changed this. They did it. Oh, put your kids in the corner. Time out. There wasn't no time out.
Oh,
I wish we had time out.
You put a black kid in time. Now, see, that everybody don't know. It's a big difference in raising black and white kids. You put a black child in time out, they're going to look at you crazy.
Yeah, they're going to look at you crazy.
You got to put.
Hey, remember that mama had that good ear, didn't you? Remember that mama had that good ear? She can hear every little thing you say across the hall. And they're going to shoot. Go across your head.
Ooh.
And they good aim.
Yeah.
They good aim. Oh, don't ask.
Right. My mama's one of them.
Don't ask for no piece of candy in the store, or you're going to get slapped down that aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what hurts me right
today. Don't cut up in the store.
That's what bothers me today. That's what bothers me today. I'm going to bring it up to y'all. And this is what bothers me today. Okay, it's okay. I mean, it's not okay for you to whoop your kids, but why you let the police beat the hell out of them with clubs?
Mm.
Hey, you let them shoot you with. You let them shoot your kids.
It's okay, y'all.
Oh, it ain't child abuse, huh? It ain't child abuse when you can whoop your kid now.
Wait a minute. I got one better for you than that. And get ready for the CPS. Get ready for the CPS. Yeah. To your house.
But I don't understand, okay, when they in school, they be like, well, you need to punish your kids. How can you punish them, but you can't whoop them? They always be like, let me whoop, okay, when you try to whoop them, okay, well, I'm calling CPS, because I feel like that's the root, you know? Okay,
But the thing in the home, what they did is this. They sit up there and they go to school. This is what the school tell them. They tell them, if your parents hit you, call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Call 911. Oh, yeah. And then they got the kids to the point. Then they got the kids. Think about this. They got the kids now, they can divorce their parents.
Yeah. Now, you're right. I heard about that. At 12 years old.
I sit up there and say, okay then. I said, I hate to, excuse my language. I said, okay, so this little bastard want to divorce me. I can't whoop him. But okay, then y'all come here, take him. Let him raise, y'all raise him then. You raise him.
Yeah.
And see, is he going to disrespect you?
Mm-hmm.
Put him in your home.
And they are.
Then you going to be ready to give him back to
you. Rob and steal.
You
right.
You can't get a group of black kids on the bus and think that they're like what's when they said on the comedy. If y'all remember the comedy, you said up there and said you can't go out there to that land and get, you know how they took them kids from the mothers, all the white kids from the mothers. You can't do no with the black kids. Go get out there and get a lot of black kids on the bus because they're gonna take them right back. Okay. They're gonna take them right back. Oh no, these little kids asking for too much.
And
they
see,
want McDonald's.
Y'all gotta think about this. Y'all gotta think about this. I'm gonna be working with the school district. Of course, I'm gonna be working part time with the police department with the school district. And man, I'm already getting my hands full. I already know what I'm gonna have to deal with when we start school.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and I'm 27. I'm like, whoa. I said these kids gonna be crazy. But one thing about it, you got to stand your ground. You have to stand your ground.
You got it. You cannot be scared. Do not be scared.
The most important thing, because I know, like, a lot of people, you know, my dad's side of family, you know, they're doing foster care. And when they get the foster kids, like, they are, like, they way terrible. Like, they're way terrible. They're just stressful, and, you know, I know the foster kids whoop them, but...
But this is where you're right, and this is where I kind of disagree with us as a black community, especially black families. We need to get back into what we are. If our kids got to go to a foster home, we have to get back what we're saying. Hey, we're not going to let our blood child go to a foster home. We are going to come together as a family, as a black family, and we're going to raise these kids up the way they're going to be raised up. Because if they go to the foster home, you don't know what to expect when them kids go to the foster home.
But Let's take it like this, Donnie. Since you're on that point, and I'm gonna be honest with a lot of on our black community, and it's not just our black community. It's Spanish. Latinos and everybody, and everybody. This goes for a lot of people. If you got a home, you can't let a person come into your home. I know that's it. You gotta look at your blood is sticking in water. Okay, blood is sticking in water. Why should you want to tell somebody else to tell you to put your mother and your father in a nursing home? And knowing a nursing, I don't speak down bad on nursing homes, but they take your people out. If your mother and your father raise you, it's time to raise them. Take care of them. Don't turn your back on your parents. They didn't put you up with the first option.
You know what? I love you for saying that, man, because my mom is 64 years old. I already don't tell my mom. I said, Mama, next year you moving in with me. Because her health is not getting
it's too
good.
Much stuff going on. There's too much stuff going
on. And
I'm going
to take care of you. That's right. You're right. I sit up there
and I told them about my grandmother. I found out and they said, I'm the one, you know, when you're legendary and then you've been out here and then, you know, you've been out here and people call you. You're the last one to get to hear from the family telling you something. They sit up there and say, did you know they about to put grandma into the nursing home? I said, really? Grandma took care of her for all these years. She raised from her kids to the grandkids and then the great-grandkids. Why are they going to put her in the nursing home? I said, let me tell you something. Number one, she ain't going nowhere. She can stay with me if she wants to. And then that's when you get all the family coming. No, that's okay. That's okay. She can stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? It's because, number one, that's what you got to use to open up their eyes. You
right.
got to say, do you want your kids to put you in the nursing home when you get up in age?
Right.
If you got to change your grandparents' clothes or underclothes, they changed yours when you was a baby.
That's right.
So what's wrong to change them? So it's time for if they can hold you, hold them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your family be going to these places.
And that's what we got. That's why I say we got a lot of problems in our own black community, our own black family. Because one thing I can understand God say, man, that we are definitely the only race that do not stick together. Because you think about it, you got the Mexicans, they stick together. You got the white folks, they stick together. But we are the only race of people that don't stick together.
That bothers me, Donnie. Let me break it down to you. I'm gonna put it to the point like this.
I hate our brothers and sisters do this. Quit complaining. Quit complaining and say that the Latinos, everybody stick together, or the white people stick together and all that. You know why you don't stick together? It's because you don't want to. We can have anything we want to, as well as they can have it. We can become rich. If you put your mind in, you can become rich. If you start standing up and make a stand, ain't nobody can tell you you can't have nothing. This is not man or woman's earth. This is God.
Mm-hmm.
You get on them knees and start praying. God will bless you and give you. If you don't ask for it, he's not going to give you. You got to take one step, he'll take the rest.
That's right.
But quit blaming everybody else for your problem. Oh, that person got a job. Oh, why are they taking this? Why are the Spanish people out there on the highway? They got more of them. It's because you got to get your black tail up and get up there and get that job out there and do they some payment out there on that highway. Don't be talking about it's too high.
You know what else? You know what else? Whatever type of job you get, be satisfied with that job. I hear a lot of people tell me this.
Be satisfied. That's why.
Man, I don't like my job.
I'll tell you right now. That's what I love about Latino. Latino is not picky. I love them. They get out and they make it happen.
And they take it over.
You can't get no brother.
You
can't get no brother go out there standing out there trying to sell oranges and apples.
Nah.
Or go do the thing is, quit being picky. Sometimes you hey, the little $5 is better than no dollars.
Yeah.
them dollars
true.
Add up.
Man,
you know
tell
what
me
that. And we still. That's our problem. We got, oh, this ain't enough. I can't get no car with this. Oh, I can't get no clothes with this. Quit thinking about what you can't get. And just get it. If a $5 is better than none, you better hold on to it. Because it's going to get worse than this in 2013. You better jump on any job they say. There's somebody said up there and say, hey, here's a job. You better go run to it and get it. Because there's going to be a, you think 2013 something else? Oh, you didn't see nothing yet.
And right now, man, people have a bit, especially we are blessed in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man, because the jobs are opening. It shouldn't be no excuse for nobody
Texas
getting a job.
Got a high marketing job. Anybody can go get a job. Because you know what? You know what I like about their system? Anybody that get out of prison can't say they can't get no job in Texas because they offer jobs second chance, called checking second chance for penitentiary. You can get out there and this warehouse job.
That's some new information, man.
Yeah, warehouse job give a lot of prisons. Anybody that get out of prison, my brothers and sisters that get out of prison, you can get a job in the warehouses because they do not turn down no jobs like that. Because number one, because they knowing that you ain't harming nobody, you're not stealing nothing because you're in a warehouse. So they offer second chances for anybody to get a job. Cause you know who made that? And I like to say the name again, Obama. He helped it with that letter. It just ain't Obama. It goes way back. It go back with us going out there fight, standing up for our rights. When we the people, we are the people. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, back to when we're not sticking together. One of the things I think the reason why is because we don't have the same common interest anymore. We have been looked at a lot of cases, Jim Crow laws that have broke up the black family, and we don't have the same common interest no more. Every time we wanted to be firemen, we wanted to be police officers, we wanted to be sheriffs, we wanted to be chiefs, we wanted to be judges, we wanted to be district attorneys, we wanted to be people in power and politics. For the parliament about people. But now we got a society, if it's not that, no, that's all I'm saying we got to be good in. If it ain't, we can run and jump, kill the cop, walk and all this old stuff. We ain't no big time person or nothing like that. See, we don't have the same common interest anymore to be something and to be a credible law-abiding taxpaying citizen that makes a market of our own people. We don't have the same common interest no more. A lady was asking me today, where is it that the black women go to get help? Because anywhere we go, it's going to be the white person somewhere that we got to go to. And there's a whole line of them. I've been to the food camp office, and there ain't nobody in there but us. And the Spanish people, they first. They get their stuff first. And then it goes on to that. We're not first and second class. We're more of a third or fourth class citizenship in America. And I tell you what, it is a shame that we don't have the same common interest anymore. Mm-hmm. And in the black community,
the first common interest
we have to have is to build the black community back to where it was, back to the roots, and put back here. the knowledge back in our young children and then support them because they have to go through so much and then be so much better, get up so much earlier, do so much more than even didn't have the credit of any other person. And everybody that comes from foreign countries or anywhere to the United States, they got a green pass. But here we are, we still at stop and go. And we don't even have a nickel full buffer. We can't see 2 feet ahead of ourselves because of the mud and because of the anguish and because of what we have gone through. And only thing we can really do right now is just cry. That's it.
But on that point that you brought up, only reason the point is, let me break it down to you. The main point is that there's a lot of us that will stand up. There's a lot of us that won't stand up. But it takes a lot of us to come to the. Is a lot of us need to come to the table that want to stand up, and then because we are called leaders, and then you got your followers. If you go out here and you get a lot of people to get out here and lead, and then rest of the people's gonna start following. So, because some of the people are scared to take that chance, and if they knowing that somebody's out there taking that chance with them, let's break it back down to the Black Panther movement. The Black Panther movement is because a lot of people talk about, oh, them crazy niggas, they something else. They don't want to go out here and do this. They don't want to go out here and protest. But the thing is that if we stand up and we can get anything, you know why the Latinos they can get anything? Because they stand up and they go fight for their rights. They march. They march down to the city hall. Because when you put fear inside of the city hall or the county, oh, this is the biggest movement. Because who want to see a lot of people holding picket signs in front of their stores or the city hall? See, it goes back when we march. Same thing right down when I was a little kid marching down there with Martin Luther King and a lot of these people. And I was a baby. I got sprayed out of my mother's arm. There's a lot of people that got bit. You know what I'm saying? That song right there rings in our ear. You know what hurts me real bad? And I'm gonna be honest, because I hate the word called nigger, or calling you hey boy. The generation is so set on to that. Hey, what's up, my nigga? I cannot stand it. My grandfather eats him up bad. My grandmother can't stand it. Cause my grandmother sit up there and watch her uncle. They got lynched in Mississippi in a tree. Watched part of her family get lynched. Do you think of that she have a problem? That put her, set her back. That's you get that stuff out of your head. You know, I sit up there and I saw the guy. We went up there and we were trying to figure the guy down in Mississippi that got drugged behind the truck. Oh, yeah, we went on the scene and saw that. Oh, the man put a toe up apart. So this stuff don't... The Black people need to just come together and just get this stuff out of your head and thinking that you're better than the next person. You're not. The person that's better is God. You're not.
Jesus said if we wanted to be a minister, we cannot be like the Gentiles anyway. Whoever wanted to be the greatest got to be the one to be the servant anyway. So we can't be like the ones that have rulership and point the finger and this, that, and the other. And that's you got to do that, this, and that. The one that's going to be the greatest, Jesus said, let him be the least among you. And then that to be the one that's the greatest. We gotta start referring others before ourselves. We don't maintain a level of credibility for one another and for ourselves anymore. It's just this, that, and the other, and we're so selfish and we're so divided.
We're
so racist among one another.
But see, it goes back like this. You gotta look at it like this. Let's go back to this. Okay, you know God is jealous, right? Y'all know God is jealous. Why do you want to come out with a show that called America Idol? Why do you want to come out with a show called America Idol?
God is
jealous of that. You ain't nobody no idol. You trying to turn a human to an idol. You could take a car and try to turn it to an idol. You could take a person and try to turn them to an idol. Or money into an idol. God is a jealous guy.
You got a show. And you know what? They got a hip hop show coming out called Hip Hop Idol.
They stay away from the idol because God is the jealous God. Because God, and then you wonder why you don't get blessed. God the one that gives you your paycheck. He the one that writes your paycheck out. He the one that wakes you up in the morning. He the one that gets you started on your way. He the one that makes you breathe. Now, when some people, when you start seeing people pass away and they die, rejoice. Don't sit back and cry. They gone. Rejoice. Because they gone off this planet. Because we are fought in hell.
This is a portion of hell we going through. We ain't in the real hell. This is the portion. And you know, and everybody used to tell me, why you don't cry at your family funeral? You know what? Because my family, hey, I'm the one should be crying because I'm still here.
I got to
go through all this.
Yeah,
you know
true,
what I'm saying? I got bone counts. You think, hey, I'm gonna, I sit up there and everybody smiles. DJ Don, man, you just don't go to the clubs all the time. I say, you know why? Because clubs have become an item. People turn clubs into items. I'm not trying to hurt people's business, but you can make a club into an item. If the only item I'm going to go to is called a, only item I'm going to go to is where the God is at. It's called the church, the house, the prayer.
That's right. That's right.
If somebody come in there shooting up inside that church, I'd rather be shot inside the church.
Because
I'm in the right place. Not at the wrong. I'm at the right place at the right time.
Hold that thought for a minute. We gotta go to our we gotta go to Miss Sheila with the breaking news update to find out what's going on in the world of news real quick. Sheila, are you live with us right now?
Yeah. Amen, brother preacher. Yeah.
The real ain't it?
Yeah. Man, breaking news. Like I said, with the B97. We got some of the news that makes you want to go, And you remember what I was talking about, or did I already mention it about the woman that was in incarcerated or, well, held hostage for a decade? Remember when somebody said, release, she had a pot to pee in? Y'all remember that? Makes you want to go, It says here that the New Jersey sheriff, New Jersey state trooper, they was going to do a bust. The gang unit with the New Jersey was going to do a drug bust. So they invaded this home in Peterson, New Jersey, and they found, when they went on the third floor of this house, they found in this locked room a woman in there. And in the room, they found a chamber pot that she was using. Now, a strange thing about this, it went on to say that she had a TV and a telephone, okay? And her boyfriend was 44-year-old Mendez. That's his last name, Mendez. So I'm sitting there thinking, we're in the 21st century. Who holds anybody hostage? Not only hostage, but for 10 years? And you going to tell me there's no way she could have got away? No way she could have got away. So I start thinking, how is this possible? And then I start thinking about the human trafficking. Maybe she was brought into this country. Maybe she don't speak English and she's not familiar with the area. So even if she got away, she wouldn't know who to talk to or what to say. And that's bad. So we do have a lot of human trafficking going on in the United States. Statistics said that we got thousands of them being brought into this country daily. Thousands of people, from children to adults. Okay. So, but my thing is, when they did the investigation, they asked, it says here that they asked the people, it says neighbors, check this out, neighbors in the public housing complex, public housing, isn't that like welfare? So this man, this gangster, whoever he was in public housing, and the people had seen the woman, but they didn't know that she was being held against her wishes. So that makes you go, okay. But things like that are still going on today. Getting back on the note with your president. Okay. it seems like Obama, like I said, is going, it's trying some political things to get his way. I heard it said earlier that he's going to win regardless because we are behind him. Not necessarily so. I work in the military community, and a lot of the lower middle class people are not happy with Obama. Plus, he promised us 2009 that he was going to release at least one-third of the soldiers from Iraq, but he ended up sending more over there. So he didn't keep that promise. Another thing he said in the past, prior to being elected, that the children in college would get free. He hasn't backed that up. So all the young people that he had to vote, you know, you mess up with young people, like you, it was mentioned earlier, Don said earlier. You know, our people, our young folks are recording everything that we say and do. Mm-hmm. They're like sponge. And we really have to be careful how we present ourselves before our young people. Speaking of which, Gabby Daniels, who won 2 gold medals, set a record, an African-American 16-year-old who come from a low-class house, a single parent with other siblings, her mom destined to give her everything that she could so that she could be number one, invested by sending her daughter away to a Delaware family. In Delaware, there are not even many black people in this neighborhood. And she sent her with a lady who had 5 little girls, blonde hair, blue eyes, okay? But she sent her there because the coach that coached her is a Japanese man, Chinese-Japanese, one of them. But she knew, somebody had told her, if you can get your daughter coached by him, she will win. And it was a good move. But you got adults, grown folks, talking about the appearance of a young woman. Not just appearance, but something as minor as hair, her hair. You know what I said today on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
I told Gabby, I hit the like button for Gabby, and I told her, I'm going to wear my hair like yours for a week. End of story. So she has set a trend.
Wow.
And Venus and Serena took first place again. As old as they are, I would have never thought that they would have made this Olympics. But the girls still whooping up on people. Both of them mad. They took the gold. Them some bad girls.
Yep.
So we are coming a long way. We are coming a long way. I'm going to close on this. I'm going to go ahead and move on. Obama signed that bill for gays to marry one another.
That's what he's going to keep
saying. I only hope and pray that it don't backfire on his daughter. Because what if one day one of his daughters decided they wanted to be gay? Because daddy was president and he said it was okay. So let's mess our children up even more. Let's mess them up. Just like Don say, they spurs. That's confusing. I was confused and I'm an adult about what's going on until somebody explained it to me. So could you imagine a young person, Donnie, like your baby boy, saying, oh, it's all right if 2 little boys play with each other and kiss. It's all right if 2 little girls. You know what? That's society now.
Right.
I have nothing against homosexual.
But you know what? You have to look at, that's where we come in as parents, teaching our kids. I'm not going to.
But some parents do not like you, though. Donnie, some parents do not like you. They let the school and the neighborhood teach their children. Everybody's not like me.
That has something to do with votes. That's all it is, number of votes.
Yeah, but that was the wrong move. I would have never used anything but that.
That's a dumb move. That's the dumbest move in God's eyes.
It is.
And how are we going to teach our children to listen to the Bible? You just said, well, I said preach, but you had some good points. You just said about how the Bible is it. That's the rule, it's the Bible. How are we going to tell our children to read the Bible? It's right when the Bible says not to go against natural affection, which means not to go against yourself, to love yourself like that, which means another woman with another woman, okay, another man with another man. Because you say it's like checkers, it's like chess.
Yeah.
Because everybody's protecting the king. The queen is the most powerful piece on the chessboard. We're a pawn. Okay. Congress is the queen. All right.
Right.
Congress is the king.
You still have to remember that America really don't play kingship and rulership. They play democracy and sovereignty of states. And of union and of public dominion, Republican. So kingship is on the other side. So if we don't win it, we play democracy here. Anybody who's a family that's placed by head by God. But over here, anybody can just come up in politics if you say the right thing and get around the right people. But there, and so the difference between kingship and democracy, as far as this country and Egypt or Africa, where there's rulership, kingship, where we can impose his will and not go and then can do that. He holds people. They want to do that, but it's not the word here. It's democracy.
Yeah. But the thing is that they playing the game is that they don't realize what this game is doing to society. If you put it like this, this was just everybody's gonna get hurt on. See, they ain't worrying about it because they sitting up there on them hills. But at the same time, we all got to suffer. We got to fight one another. We got to kill one another. The games they play out here. We all become targets. We become the rich man's target of the game. And not just you got the good rich folks. I ain't just going to put all that on there. But the thing is that we be all becoming targets of this government game. While they sitting on it, it's like they sitting on the hills with guns in their hands and waiting for us to make the wrong move. Okay, so when you take the gaze, you take this right here, and you playing this scrambling game with that, guess what that comes into? It's called hating. They hating one another, somebody's going to get hurt. And what is it? You think they're going to care? No, they're not going to care about it. Because as long as they family getting taken care of.
And they going to call and wait a minute. They tell me you got to even be careful of even calling a person. If you call a person out their name like gay or something, then especially if they are gay, then that's considered as a hate crime. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So If that person feel threatened by you, then they can sue you for hate crime. They can charge you for hate crime.
They do it on jobs. They do that on jobs. They sue the person on their job.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful how you talk to
them. It's the word that you say. But you already know, you know what's going on. And you okay, let's go back with somebody was speaking about Obama, about the they doing all this gay stuff around his kids. Okay, I bet you the way they play the role, let one of them girls be able to come that way. They're going to have a problem on their hand then. No, I don't want you like this. Oh, I know, I don't want you like that. Oh, but it's okay, everybody else can do it.
But
it's okay.
But your kids can't do it.
Oh, you protecting your kids, but you can't protect the country.
Mm-hmm.
But then
you allowed all this to happen because, like I said, I don't have none against what how people change their ways or what they change inside of them. Because I don't like pointing fingers. Because I don't want no fingers pointing at me. But the thing is that you if you play the role and say, okay, I'm allow them to do this. Oh, you welcome anybody can turn gay then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's okay if I can be gay. You welcome them in.
And with the
society that's going on, people's mind is getting caught up and messed up because they're trying to survive and trying to live.
Mm-hmm.
They knowing that if this is the only way I can survive, I guess I go in there. Hey, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah,
it's because they making money.
That's what's happening.
It's a lot of in Hollywood. It's all over. If you can't beat what that money is, if you can't beat them, you gonna join them. There ain't nobody. Whoever else. I ain't trying to be into that class. Cause I tell you, when God comes, God gonna start picking some people up out of here. He's not gonna be able to play with you.
But not on anything, but you. I mean, but people are not looking at. You're right, man. But another thing, people are not looking at AIDS out there. This AIDS.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's one thing that they've been talking about. I mean, it's not safe to sleep with nobody. But to have same sex marriage and doing all that craziness, that ain't good.
And then when somebody do get with somebody, they're not gonna tell them what they got.
No,
it's because you know why? Because they don't want to be lonely. They don't want to be lonely. They want to have somebody, a companion in your life. But you're not telling nobody what you got. You got to warn people. You are a weapon. You become a weapon. And like I said, nobody wish cancer. Nobody wish AIDS. Nobody wish this stuff to come down on. But it's there. And you got to be careful. That's why you got to be strapped whatever you do. You got to be strapped up for everything you do out here. If you love that person, care about that person, protect your person. Protect yourself. Make sure that other person don't get what you got. Don't use it against them. People use that stuff for weapons these days now. You hurt somebody.
I'm single. I don't even mess around.
You know what? I don't have time anyway. With the radio.
Like everybody used to tell me, man, why do you say that? Why do you put that out there to everybody for everybody to know? Yeah, I'm a legend, but I ain't no slow and dumb legend. I got out of a relationship 14 years because I decided you want to live longer. I'm gonna be honest. I ain't got nothing against marriage. I don't gotta get nobody with somebody. It's just everybody. Like my grandpa used to say, relationship ain't for everybody.
Mm-mm.
You can get in it. And you can deal with it. If some people can't deal with it, if you can't deal with it, don't put your hands on somebody. Just get out of it. Cause that's where things come in the home.
It's funny you say that, man. Because I was in a relationship, a 5-year relationship with my fiance for 5 years, not actually 6 years. And man, one thing she used to get mad at me about is that I wouldn't spend no time with her. That was the number one thing that she used to tell me all the time. I'm like, you always doing that TV and radio. You don't even have time for nobody. So we actually end up breaking up. She couldn't take it no more. She said, you know what? You're not spending no time with me. You're not doing this. And I just didn't have the time. At that time, I was so busy doing television and focusing on that. And my time, but what slowed me down is my little 5-year-old. My little knucklehead, he slowed me down when I got cussing of him. But before that, I was out there a while and just didn't care. All I wanted to focus on was my TV, doing interviews and stuff.
But right there is because you know why? When you went to school, you always got to find a hobby. If everybody can find a hobby, it'd be a better place in the world. It wouldn't be no hating. Then let's go back and do the hate thing. If you can, this is for anybody that likes to hate on things. Find a hobby. Something that you like to do, performing.
And
do something.
Don't be a hater.
And then you want to get that so much hating that's going
that's
on
true,
in the
man. You're right.
See, the thing is that this is what we got to learn. See, we didn't. People in the society of this generation never heard a thing called hobby. We heard a hobby when we was younger, but we need to make start bringing these back into school. Get a hobby. That means start teaching these kids to get a hobby. There won't be no hating. There won't be no bullying. You know, people getting bullied. Because they got everybody. See, it is, okay, this is what we did. Okay, Donnie B, when I was telling you how we did Beach Street, the movie Beach Street, and you know what I'm saying? Okay, Beach mm-hmm. Street, we had to go out. I end up with, okay, with me, I end up, it wasn't about me. I went out there and got over 700-some kids out the street in a week. 700-some kids
wow.
off the street for a week time. Because some of them was out there smoking and eating stuff. Some of them was out there fighting. Girls flashing around. Guys acting bad, called mannish. Girls acting fast. Guys acting mannish. The thing is that I challenged them and put them into a warehouse. And we started putting them into breakdancing. That's the thing that they called. If you want to fight, compete in dancing against each other. Challenge your mind.
Right.
Remember that? Breakdancing, yeah. B-box, you know, all that.
Breakdancing was the place.
And if you want to go competition on rapping, they take rap in the wrong kind of battle against them on the mic. No, in the battle against the mic, you want to talk about your mama. It was talking about some things of knowledge in your, what goes inside the school and community. Talk about something, and that's what you call it, the battle of the mic. They changed the battle of the mic and the battle of the DJs in another form in the new generation. In the new generation, when we was battling against DJs, we battled against, like, you saw the movie Juice. That's what we was, Juice. We had the juice in us. And we get out there and we challenge. So that's the exercise. Cause once you got there break dance, who want to fight then? You too tired. You want to go home. You know what I'm saying? You want to go home because you too tired. So that's where Stargate Production come from. That's why I started my thing called Stargate Production back in 1976 to the 80s and to the 90s. Stargate Production was getting kids off the street challenging. Because Stargate means that you can be a star, you can be a group of gang. From Crip to Blood to all of them. We put all of these folks together, Crip, Bloods, and all that. And if everybody remember what we did in L.A., we put a lot of Crips and Bloods together. And everybody was challenged with each other. Competition. And for performing, competition and artwork. So that's what we need to do is put people that know how to draw, artwork. That's why we had graffiti on trains, on walls, because it was a challenge, kept you busy. Oh, you might got jumped down on because you've been graffiti something because everybody started taking the negative of the graffiti on walls and putting into something there by putting gang names on it. But the main thing it is, you got to get out there and challenge yourself. Go against yourself. When you go against yourself, if you could compete against yourself, oh, Lord, you'll get tired. You'll get tired so bad you'd be wanting to go to sleep. Or you'd be like, man, I'm tired. I beat myself up. See, that's the thing what we used to do. We used to challenge ourselves. So that's the main thing I was saying about for the new generation. Find a hobby. Find a hobby. If you don't know what a hobby is just to find something that's about you. Find something that's your goal. You can be sport. You don't got to be a rapper. You don't got to be a singer. You can be somebody that plays sports. You'll be a good dancer. And you and look at this. Look at this. Okay, let me take you back on this. Remember, everybody used to think stripping was a bad thing on the stripping on the pole. What is becoming now? It's coming sports now. A stripping pole becomes sports. They want to start next year. They want to put it into a limp. Yeah, hear about that. Yeah, they want to put the people just stand on the pole, upside down, do all kinds of things on pole. They just want to put it into a limp. It's a lot of things you can do is to challenge yourself. You can wear your own stuff by challenging yourself. But we just need to all come back together like we used to do. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. That's what you got all these people out here. You got a lot of people out here, and they got a real bad. That's why it scares me about politicians. Remember back in the days how you take a homeless person looking at somebody in the window that's eating some food, and they look at that person like they had dirt on them? What is that? What are they looking away? Get them away from the window. That bothers me. It goes way back. So that's the thing is that we need to all get together, start getting into these schools. You know when you get a group of people that in school? Go up there, start talking. This Christmas, no man, you going up there and talk to the kids. Start challenging these kids. Stop sitting back at home because you got a gift. If everybody's going to stop sitting in the, you know, everybody want to do their little thing. You want to puff, puff, gill. Use that puff-puff filter. Use it for your energy. Get out there and help somebody. Because you're sitting out there just daydreaming, oh, I'm going to be on BET. I'm going to be on BET. If you want to be on BET, get up. Do something. You can be on there. You can get anything. If you want to be low class, you're going to stay low class. If you want to be high class, get up and make yourself high class. You can get anything. Ain't nobody can stop your dream. Only person that can hold you against your dream is yourself. So it's all about challenging.
So what you think about that, LG?
He on it.
A lot. It's a lot. Man.
Wow.
Yes.
And this is what it's all about, man. Learn a lot.
Do you think he dropped the bomb on you? I mean, what's up with the black men? I mean, what message could we do with our sister? I mean, what do you think? I mean, he's filling us up with a whole lot of stuff. But how can you relate that to the black woman to get them to come over, cross to the black man again? Back, queen, come back to the king. What's up? Come on, speak to her.
Okay.
Hello.
You talking about?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Somebody.
Who's that
okay.
for?
Repeat that again. Hold on. Repeat that again. One more time.
I said, given what DJ Dunn said tonight, how can you relate this to the black woman to get the queen to come back to the king, to come back to the black man, to come back to her original state? And I want both of y'all to stop asking that question.
One thing I could say right now, you know, because I know, like, a lot of black men is be doing, like, a lot of stuff. And a lot of black men do a lot of stuff, you know, by cheating and everything. So, really, I think that all the cheating stuff really needs to stop. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Because that's the number one thing. I know the cheating is the number one thing. And, like, DJ Dumb was saying, you know, you got to be careful because, like, there's a lot of AIDS going around here. You know, ain't nobody going to tell you what you got until you go to the doctor, go find out for yourself. And that's like, you know, if you're going to be a couple, you know, go together as a couple, go get tested.
That's right.
So that's the way I feel.
And she's right about that because who want to go on the doctor? Now, you know, the question is this. Brother, then you go on the doctor. You know the embarrassing thing they tell you? The main thing, how many people that you slept with?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They want to know everybody that you slept with. They want you to write that stuff. How many people did you sleep with? Because you can't. It's just like going on Jerry. It's like going on the Maury show. How many people did you sleep with? So then they, oh no, that's not my child. Boom. And then you take that out there. You know what? That's another thing too. This TV shows and all that stuff, don't take your business out there. Because everybody's looking at your business. And then you wonder why you can't get that man and you can't get that woman.
True.
You wonder why nobody wants you. It's because you put your business out there. And they look at it, if you can put your business out there, you'll put their business out there.
Quit letting people,
your family. If you got a man and you got a woman, and the only way you could keep somebody if you love them, get on your knees. Pray and tell God to send you somebody. God will send you somebody full time, but the devil sends somebody to you part time. And you got to sit back and you got to observe because you got to watch out every red flag because everybody got a red flag that's going to show. You've been in that pain. You've been in that hurt. And you know what's going to hurt you. You've been there. You're not slow. You're not dumb. It's not new to you. You've been in that game before when somebody hurts you. And this is what I'm talking about. This is for the ones that like to cheat. If you're going to cheat, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're going to cheat, don't get in it. Not in these days. Not in this time.
Right.
Time is getting hard. People will kill you. You wonder why women sit your body on fire while you land in your sleep? Nobody want a cheater. You wonder why a man try to sit up there and run a woman over in the car? Cheat. This stuff on this TV, this cheater. That's when your business out there. Keep your family at your business. Keep your friends at your business. If you got a good man, don't bring your family involved in it.
Handle your business yourself. If you want to get out there and you want somebody to help you with your relationship, go to church and get with God. Listen to the word. Get with the preacher. Hey, I need some counseling. I don't care. You don't got to be married. You can be a couple. I need some help. I love this person. Don't go, don't go out here. Listen. Go to some older person that's going to take you to teach you some wise things. This, my grandfather and my grandmother was together for 65 years. My grandfather is 95 years still living. My grandmother's gone. But the thing is that he was the man that taught us to be men. You know what I'm saying? The thing is that we know why us, you know why we single? You know why it's so hard to women find men like us? It's because us men ain't trying to go out there and look for foolishness. We was learning the old school way.
Oh my
God. You see somebody cut you? If somebody cuts you or fucks you, why do I wanna be in a relationship with somebody who's gonna fuss and cuss and drink
but
too much
what,
and smoke too much?
But you know what? Another thing, man, you do have to check this out, y'all, man. On the serious side, you do have to be picky too, and you can't get mad at somebody for being picky, man, because you got to be.
It pays to be picky.
It pays
you
to
got,
be picky.
It don't hurt. It don't hurt. But you got to look at this. Don't it come? Let me break it down. It's come between love and hate. Love and hate. It's a big word. It's not a movie. It's real life. Love and hate. If you know what the challenge of love and hate, let me break it down what love and hate is. You can go in there with somebody and say, oh, man, she's pretty. I love her. But inside, in serious, you're talking at your mouth, not your heart. So at the same time is that when you get into that relationship, don't go in there. If you're going to be in there with that person, that relationship lasts for a long time. It's like let's go back into the legend. To be a legend is to go out there, put a lot of hard work out there and do what you do to do the best. It's same thing with relationship. Go out there and put a lot of work out and keep people out your business. Quit putting your stuff on Facebook and telling everybody what you and your relationship is about. Oh, one minute I love them, next minute I don't love them.
I see that all the time.
if you're gonna be in a relationship, this is how you do it. If you gonna, because I had a radio station. I was a radio station. They used to call me Dr. Love back in the radio station in Chicago. It was called Dr. Love. Everybody come and say, "What's Dr. Love here?" It's because I'm not there to destroy your relationship. I'm trying to help you to heal it. The thing is that us DJs, we know what's the right music. We can break you or we can make you. We know how to hurt your feelings. We can make you cry. Because we know how to throw them songs on the hurt. We can make you love somebody. We can make you walk out the door with somebody. We can make you have some babies by playing the music. We can get you out there to have babies with them playing the music. That's the kind of, because we became the mix master. That's what the mix master stand for. We was doctors behind the turntable.
Oh, my
goodness.
Real music.
Yeah. We'll throw some old school, some Earth, Wind, and Fire on. Or some old Howard player. We can throw all that kind of music on. That was called music.
Break it down, man.
We could throw some hip hop rap on. That was called some music. LL Cool J, the back of my Jeep. All that type music. If you can get into them old hip hop music can be some love hip hop. There's a lot of hip hop songs back in the days that you would have babies by the hip hop songs. But the thing is, what I'm putting back into the point of this is that you got to get out there, you got to challenge yourself. You got to know how to put love in your heart. There's people, it's never too late. It's not, if somebody hurts your feelings, don't just say, you know, don't argue with them. Don't come down to their level. Just walk away. Hey, that don't mean you're a punk because you walked away. That means you're going to live another day. That means there's going to be no stress. So you don't got to argue. But then the relationship, let me break it down to back into the relationship. The relationship is to now, don't go in and say that you love somebody if you don't love them. Don't go in there because they got something. Oh, they got a nice car. Oh, they got a lot of money. That's what wrong people go in there. Oh, man, that person got a body on them. That's where we get blind in. That's where blind side come in. Because you're not thinking with the brain. You think about it with something else. And everybody know what I'm talking about. You think about it with something else. Don't get hard up on people. Do not get hard on some people, because your heart can confuse you. Your mind can confuse you. The thing is, you're going to be with somebody. This could be something with somebody. Say, hey, you know, I really care about this person. Don't get into the relationship so fast. Try to be friends. Learn how to grow to be friends before you jump into a relationship. Oh, I love that person. See, we need to go back to the old school way. What did we do in old school? We stopped being friends. We give you 2 or 3 months to be friends. You ever notice when you was a kid and you growed up inside of school with that person? It's because y'all were friends.
Yeah.
Don't jump into a relationship. That's where you get hurt, if you jump into too fast. Because you didn't even study the person. You didn't even know what the person's about. You don't know the person's background. Because you're so desperate, you don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be lonely, not be in pain or hurting. Or, you know, or stressed out.
I called myself with somebody.
What's that?
I call myself being with somebody.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, let's go back on this, and if you agree with this. There's a right time and the best time to be with somebody. If you wait on God to bring you that person, that's going to be the best time.
Yeah.
Sometimes those who wait, better things come.
Thank you.
Don't get out there and act desperate. You act desperate, you're going to get, you always, oh,